And now this is a dictation for Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N, Broman, B as in boy, R-O-E-M-A-N, April 1, 46. Address as a letter, Dr. Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y, 607, 6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, a follow-up for Mrs. Broman. With a chronic kidney disease, prior acute changes at the time of C. diff colitis diarrhea, relatively small kidneys on the left comparing to the right, underlying diabetes hypertension, minor edema, lower extremities. This very well could be related to the Neurontin that has been used for neuropathy. She doesn't believe that's working. She's going to discuss with the pain clinic. No ulcerations, no claudication symptoms, weight appetite is stable, doing salt restriction but was not restricting on the fluid. The prior diarrhea is improved, no bleeding, presently no chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, oxygen, has arthritis of the knees. There has been some tearing of the eyes, but no major nasal congestion or sneezing or itching. He's going to discuss this with you. Review system is negative. Next paragraph, I will highlight on medications the lisinopril Lasix, antidepressants, takes narcotics, lidocaine patches, Next paragraph, blood pressure at home 138 over 70, weight 138, alert oriented next 3, no respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from February, anemia 11.4, normal white blood cell platelets, sodium potassium acid base normal, creatinine elevated at 1.59. She's been fluctuating highs and lows in the 1.2 to 1.5. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, present GFR 31 stage 3B. Prior CT scan, chest and abdomen. There was no evidence of hydronephrosis. Left kidney was considered atrophic comparing to the right. There is atherosclerosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B, levels are fluctuating over time, probably related to diarrhea in the presence of lisinopril, continue to monitor. She does blood tests at Ionia, I-O-N-I-A. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, nothing to suggest pulmonary edema. Next number, small kidney on the left side. Next number, edema multifactorial, including effect of medications, including Neurontin. She doesn't believe that this is helping, so potentially might be a stop. Next number, prior history of autoimmune encephalomyelitis. She remains on solumedrol infusion in a weekly basis. All issues discussed with the patient and family member come back in 3 months.